Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. It's 921. We've got a cloudy sky, 28 degrees. And our Wednesday talk round continues. What we do every Wednesday, head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge and get all caught up talking with Rizzy on the phone this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today we're going to be talking running tips for newbies, and then you got a 5K coming up. And I promise you, Rizzy, I'm going to get you better weather here. We're just taking a little break, but then we'll come back with some nicer weather, so it'll make running really appealing. What can you tell us about running tips for newbies?
Yeah, exactly. It was nice to see people out and about the last couple of days. And just some tips to help starting, especially with when it was so nice out, people are a little sore. Make sure to start easy. Don't try to go run 4 miles right away. Try to work into it. And try to always think of, we call it a 10% rule, that you only want to try to advance 10%. So probably stick with what you have running the same for the same week. And then try to advance maybe the week after. Always make sure you start with a warm-up and a cool-down. That's the biggest thing is flexibility. People try to get out and run, and they are so tight that
right.
It does not go very well, or joints hurt, or things like that. And so starting with that warm-up will help ease into the run and make it feel better as you run. And then making sure to start with maybe a walk-run program. The easiest way is to start with like 15 to 30 seconds starting running, bursts of running, and then walk with maybe 2 to 4 minutes. And then you slowly want to take that, decrease that walk time and increase that run time. And then making sure to set goals. Start with smaller goals, and then that will keep you motivated and want to continue to further on the running program. Yeah.
So easy does it, kind of the rule to follow here for newbies. If you're just starting out, don't go and think you're going to do like a marathon all at once, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, I know a lot of people get that in their head. It's like, no, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run. It's like you said, without any stretching and without any warm-up, that can do some damage. Well, tell us, as long as we're talking running, tell us about this 5K you got coming up.
Yeah, it's actually our 8th annual. It's always the last Wednesday of April, so it's April 28th, and it's starts at 6 p.m. is the start time. And this year, the proceeds are going towards the Breckenridge High School Wellness Committee and the Wahpeton High School Booster Club. So it's getting back to the schools this year versus last year was for the fire departments. This year is going back to the schools, the proceeds. So the more we get signed up, that'll help our high school events and wellness.
Definitely for a good cause. And Rizzy, you usually get a pretty good turnout for this one too, don't you?
Yes, yeah, we do. It's a fun race. It's a different, it takes you out to the hospital and back. And so, yeah, it's definitely fun. It's nice on that new walking path.
Yo, you bet. It's beautiful out there. So, Rizzy, if people want to know more about the 5K or running tips for newbies, who can they call over there at OSPTI?
Call us at 641-7725, or also we'll have the information on our Facebook page, too, so they can refer to that, too, as well.
Great. Rizzy, always great talking with you. Have a good rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
You, too. Thank you.
You bet. That is Rizzy at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday right around 9:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
AM 1450, KBMW.
And FM 94.3, The Voice of the Valley.
We'll be right back.